This is the Mason Vera Payne Show,
your go-to lifestyle podcast, covering everything from technology and gaming
to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond.
Brought to you from Chicago, USA,
with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
This is the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne, and thank you for tuning in. You know, recently I've noticed that gas prices have dropped really low, and in some areas it's gone as far as $1.80 a gallon. You know, and it begs the question, why are gas prices going down so low? Joining me today to explain is the professor of economics at McDaniel College, Kevin McIntyre. Thanks for joining me, Professor Kevin McIntyre.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
I'm a little curious about how economics, how does that like correlate with our oil prices?
Well, oil prices are set in markets. And what economists do is study how markets operate. So if you want to know how oil prices are doing and what's going on in that market, an economist is a good person to talk to.
Yeah, I imagine, because I was also thinking about OPEC, and OPEC is like an international thing. We're not part of OPEC, right?
No. The OPEC is an international cartel in the production of oil prices that consists mainly of nations in the Middle East, but Venezuela actually is a member of OPEC. So there is OPEC in the Western Hemisphere. There's some countries in Africa, like Nigeria is an OPEC member, so is Algeria. But when we think of OPEC, we definitely think of the Middle East first and foremost.
You know, you called it a cartel. Why is it a cartel?
Well, a cartel is a group of firms, or in this case, countries, that have a meaningful degree of control over a market or a resource, in this case oil. So the oil producing countries that are members of OPEC control about 40% of global oil production and own about 3/4 of all of the world's known oil reserves. So what that means is they have the wherewithal to influence oil prices, which are set in large global markets.
Okay, when it comes to the oil prices, I always think to myself, you know, we have our own reserves, you know, the United States. Like, is that affecting the price, or are we, like, even drilling out for our own? I mean, isn't that like Wyoming or Colorado somewhere? We have our own, like, thing in state now?
Sure, and in fact, if you go back, say, about 10 years, what you would see is that the United States imported about 60% of the oil that we used. Nowadays, as a result of new oil production and new oil drilling in the United States, that share has gone down to about 30%. So just in the past decade, we've managed to halve our dependence on foreign oil.
Okay, so I'm starting to see it's like a little bit of everything. And I'm wondering, what about in Russia? Because I know, doesn't Putin give oil to like the Eastern Europe? So does that affect our prices too?
Well, it does. And you are right that, Russia is a big oil-producing country, and most of Europe, or big chunks of Europe, are dependent on Russia for oil and natural gas. And to the extent that oil prices are set in large global markets, what happens in any big oil-producing country is likely going to be felt here in the United States.
Okay. I've also was reading somewhere that when it comes to the oil prices, you know, if they dip, we could have like a collapse in our economy. Is that true? Because I've also read that if it raises up, it's good for our economy. So it's kind of like, you know, who do you believe?
Well, it depends on kind of almost whose side you're on in this sort of thing. What we've seen over the past several months is oil prices fall dramatically. And that is good for typical consumers and typical households. What we often say is that a decline in oil prices acts as an indirect tax cut for households. And the idea there is that if we don't have to spend as much filling our tank and heating our homes, which obviously this time of year is a pretty big deal, that's more money that we would have to spend on other thing. So the decrease in oil prices often is thought of as having a stimulative effect on the economy. What's happening now is that oil prices have fallen so much that oil companies aren't making the money they used to, and their stock prices are falling and have fallen considerably. And that, in turn, is one of the reasons why stock prices in the United States have fallen from where they were even in last fall.
Okay, so...
So if you're, a saver, if you have a 401k or an IRA right now that has a lot of stocks in it, the value of that is down, and one of the reasons why is oil prices have fallen so much.
So if they keep going down, the stock market's going to go down. It's almost like a domino effect then.
Potentially. The good news is that most economists think that oil prices have fallen about as far as they're going to. Right now, oil prices are about $30 per barrel. That's the unit of measure that we use. And I haven't seen any forecast or analysis that would suggest oil prices are going to fall much further. I think we're safe.
Well, yeah. Well, let's hope we're safe. But I personally enjoy having my gas prices this low. It fills up my car very nicely.
Oh, sure. I love it, too.
But you know, I am a little bit concerned because it's like you hear about how in, I think it was somebody, like a country in the Middle East, doesn't like Russia because they're supporting somebody else and they're purposely bringing down the prices for whatever reason. And, you know, you hear about, and to me, it's kind of like a conspiracy theory almost, you know, and that's why it's like, well, you know, cumulatively, what is the reason why the prices are going down?
Well, there's two reasons that we can point to. One is kind of a conspiracy, and that is over the past 6 months, maybe a little bit longer. The big oil-producing countries in the OPEC cartel, namely Saudi Arabia, have turned the faucet on and have flooded the global economy with oil, and that's driven the price down. And one of the reasons why that's happened is OPEC is seeing a lot more competition from production taking place in North America. You know, so the new oil drilling that's taking place in the Midwest, like in North Dakota, and in the South, like in Oklahoma, you know, is cutting into the amount of oil that OPEC can sell. And one story that's been going around is that OPEC is trying to undercut North American oil production with an eye towards keeping its influence on global oil prices and the global oil market over the long term. So that's kind of your, you know, sinister conspiracy theory there. The other reason why oil prices have fallen is because global demand has fallen off. You know, if you look at what's going on in the United States, you'd be hard pressed to find anyone that says, economically speaking, the United States is going gangbusters right now. But in terms of the global economy, the United States is actually doing quite well relative to Europe. There's several countries and big countries in Europe that are not growing and are close to, if not in recession right now. And we've also seen a big slowdown in the Chinese economy over the past year. China is one of the big oil-using countries on the planet. So they're not making as much stuff as they were, say, a year ago, or their growth has fallen off, and their oil use has fallen off accordingly.
So actually the rest of the world is kind of affecting our gas prices then?
Oh, sure. You know, and again, oil prices are set in a global market. So, you know, if you want to think there's one oil price that goes for the entire world, and differences in oil and gas prices from one country to the next are mainly due to differences in taxes. certainly what happens in other countries is going to affect the price that we pay at the pump here in the United States.
Will it ever affect, like, not just, you know, our gas prices, but what about plastic? And in turn, wouldn't that mean our other, you know, products in our lives, televisions, you know, game systems, wouldn't those go down too?
Oh, well, certainly that's possible. And in fact, that's one of the reasons why oil prices get the attention they do, is that in one form or another, oil is used to produce virtually every good or service in the world, you know, in terms of as a fuel, in the case of plastics and things like that, as a material even. So, you know, the idea is that if oil prices change dramatically, you know, it's likely going to be the case that other prices that normally you might not think have anything to do with oil prices directly could change as well.
You know, I'm a little bit selfish. Do you think that'll happen anytime soon? Because I really would like another PS4.
Well, I don't know if how that's going to translate into the prices of a game system, because I would imagine most of the cost in a PS4 is the stuff that's inside the plastic case as opposed to the plastic case and its components itself. So I think what you'd want to be looking at there is mainly the semiconductor market and whatever metals and things goes into making circuit boards and such for those sorts of things.
Well, I was
maybe
thinking, you know, that maybe I could get like 10 cents off of it.
Well, you know, that may happen, you know, and the one thing that may make you feel better about your gaming system is that because oil prices are so important, a decline in oil prices is going to limit inflation across the board. So you may not see an outright decrease in the price of your PlayStation, but you're not going to see much inflation, say, in game prices or peripheral prices that you might have seen otherwise. So that's not bad.
No, it's not. I can dream of a, you know, a $200 PS4 in the near future, but that's, you know, I'm going to have to wait.
Oh, well, if that happened, I'd skip out on work right now and go. Go to the nearest Best Buy and pick one up.
Yeah, Street Fighter is out. I think it came out yesterday or the day before, and I've been waiting to play that. I haven't had the time yet, and it's driving me nuts. But I'd like to really thank you for coming on, Kevin, to tell us about why the prices have went down.
It's really great to do this, and I had a good time, so thank you.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.